Shalom, everybody. Welcome back. I don't know why we're having difficulties with the phone, but let's try again. Let me try for the second message from this parasha. In this parasha, we have the parasha of Beit HaShem. Loma Nigora, the Temeim LeNefesh Adam say, why should we be worse? Why should it be that we cannot bring a carbon Pesach? And as I mentioned in previous years, it's another Pella, Lama Nigara, they were Temeim. Rashi says that they understood that. Rashi really, Mavor is the Kasha. When Rashi says, Lama Nigara, they wanted to bring a carbon, and Kayanim Tahirim would be Makrivit, and Hanashim Tahirim would eat the carbon, and they would at least have that they own the animal that's being used as a carbon pesach. So Rashi is saying, the answer to this question, the Lama Nigara, they understood that Temeim, they can't eat the carbon pesach. But let Tahirim bring the carbon, and Tahirim eat the carbon pesach. Rav Moshe and Darash Moshe asked the Kasha. The Gemara says in the Sefer Pesachim that that if you makrev a carbon for bailim or tamei nefesh, it's a pasul of carbon. So the whole request was wrong. It's not shayach that tameiim should bring it, that kaidim tayir should be makrev. This is Ramesh's cash. So Ramesh answers that Rashi must be that the tameiim and nefesh adam said, we'll be partners with Tahirim. We'll be shutfim together with Tahirim to bring the carbon. And Kayanim Tahirim will be makrivit. And those bailim who are tar will eat it. And we won't eat it. And that was the bakash. But that's also shver. Because if that's what happens, then I'm a kayin any mitzvah at all. Then I'm a shnam a kayin a mitzvah because the carbon is only a carbon because of the others. They're sponsoring it, maybe, but they're not bringing the carbon. The Zotar Maisha, we learn from the area site. In Achinami, they would not have any chelik in the mitzvah of the carbon as a kayimei mitzvah. What we learn from here is that even when someone is in a situation where he can't do a mitzvah, it's not his fault. The Temeim were noble people. They were carrying out spicy ices. Still, a person should try to have a shaychus to the mitzvah, a connection. All too often, a person has a patur from a mitzvah, and he doesn't mind. A kasher walks in, he doesn't say, Tachna, Nebuch, he's not so sad. He doesn't have a chelik in the mitzvah, okay? But that's what Shulchan Aruch says. Dr. Moshe, the Temeim LeNefesh Adam understood a Chiddush Gadol. Even when on the halacha, you have no chelik in the mitzvah, your partner, the Havas HaTorah should be such that you want to have a chelik with the mitzvah. You bring an example. You have a person that cannot eat matzah or maror the Pesach night. Let's say he's a chayla v'sheyesh v'sakonah. He can't eat a kazayis of matzah and mara. Dr. Moshe should still want to take a little lick of it, a little taste of it, have a little shaychus to it. Not because there's any kiyum mitzvah, but because of his amas hamitzvah. We learn from this parasha that a person has to have an amas hamitzvah even where he's not obligated in the mitzvah. Dr. Moshe by a bris, we say, K'moshe nifnes lebris, ken yikanes leteira, v'chupel ha'maisim teivim. Frektor Moshe, what's maisim teivim? It's all part of teira. Part of teira, the maisim teivim that a person does. Dr. Moshe, no, maisim teivim means what is not m'choyev alpi teira. You have maisim teivim that you're not obligated to. Sometimes you have a mitzvah. A mitzvah of tzitzis. You don't have to wear dalet kafos. You could be parted from it. You have a way out. But the meisim tovim is to show an avas a mitzvah. Even when you have a tour from the mitzvah, to show a shaychus to the mitzvah. And in such a case, a person is mekayim meisim tovim, even in a case where he cannot do the guf ha-mitzvah, even where he can't do the mitzvah itself. So this is the idea that we learn out of the Tameim L'Nefesh Adam. We learn from there this Nekuda, this Yisayid. There's another kasha. It says that the parasha of Pesach Sheni was right to be added. It could have been added through Moshe Rabbeinu. But Megadlin Slusai Yidei Zakai, Mefarsimim Oisei Mitzvah, we give the Tameim L'Nefesh Adam the Skus that the mitzvah is said through them. However, there's a difficulty. By the parasha of Yerusha, the B'nai Salafcha, the parasha of B'nai Salafcha, the parasha is said through them. We know who they are. Their names are this parasha in the Torah. Mashiachet here, we don't know who they are. Who are the Tameim L'Nefesh? What kind of Mefarsim and Moshe Mitzvah is there here? Mefarsim is this kash.
Watch out.
It could be, Itache, that the idea here is not to tell you the names of who they are, but to tell you the Chiddush, Mefarsim and Moshe Mitzvah, people who want to have a shaychus to a mitzvah, a connection to a mitzvah, that's what Mefarsim, along the lines of that which Rav Moshe says here. Let me move back to the thought with which I had intended to begin. Sefer Bamidbar begins with Bamidbar Nasai Ba'alaischa, three parashiyos that talk about boundaries, gedorim. Within Klal Yisrael, not everyone is equal. The beginning teaches us about the Masais, about the Shvatim, about the Degalim. Bamidbar and Nasai teach us about the separation of the Shvatim and about the separation of the Levim, even within Shevet Levi, Kahas, Gershon, and Merari. They're not all one. They're one Shevet, but each one has his own role to play. And in Balaischa too, we have the Kedusha of the Levim, that the Levim have their role to play. They're subservient to the Kayanim, but they have the Slus to work in the Mishkan. It's all about boundaries. Rav Pam used to talk about this, about B'nai Torah sometimes, who the Yetzirah fools, the Yetzirah tells them, be a Gadol B'Yisrael, shteig like the Chafetz Chaim. It's the Yetzirah that's telling you. It's telling you you have to be more and more and more. Not emes. What a person has to do is kefi madrei gosai, do the things that he has to do. Each person on his own madrega. When people don't know boundaries, they end up being fooled. They end up making mistakes. They end up making tulusim, and the Yetzirah fears them. There's what's a star basketball player in America. He was the best basketball player, some say, of all time, but certainly of his time. He decided he would go and have a baseball career. And he assumed that if he's the best at basketball, he'll be best at baseball. And a flop. Remember him? A total flop. What was his mistake? He didn't know boundaries. He didn't know there's a place in which he's excellent and everywhere else he's a regular guy. Lahavdil, in Avodas Hashem, the same thing. A person has to know his kaychis, his gedarim. You have to push to be better within your gedarim. Just like if Yisrael tries to be a kayin, he's going to be chayim isim in Eshamayim if he goes into where he doesn't belong in the Beis Hamikdash. The same thing, a person who tries to do things that in places where he doesn't belong. Today, there are well-intentioned people who decide they should learn Kabbalah. They should learn Kabbalah. They really have good intentions. They want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's the Yetzer Hara. Somebody asked me, why don't you learn Kabbalah? I said, it's awesome. You know, because Talmud Torah says it's awesome to learn those Chalakim of Torah. And Shemalei Kresa, until you you're complete with knowing Shas, certainly knowing Torah, Nevi'im, Miksunim. So how could it be that people that can't even listen to Treyasa, forget about learning the Treyasa, they want to learn Kabbalah? It's the same thing. There are people who are supposed to be star basketball players, they want to be baseball players. There are people who have the stark eruption to learn Shas, that the HR tells them, learn Kabbalah. That's not where you belong. It's a breaking down of boundaries. It's the aside, not only in Yiddishkeit, it's the aside in life, that people who don't see boundaries make mistakes. Imagine, again, Mahavdal, but you watch a basketball game. People are running with great intensity. They're driven. And suddenly, somebody blows a whistle. Everyone stops. What happened? One basketball player stepped over the line. He's out of bounds. Then that's ridiculous. Big deal. He stepped 2 inches over a line. Now you stop? We understand there are rules. When you're out of bounds, you're out of bounds. In Ruchnius, it's the same thing. And that's how Sefer Bamidbar begins. Sefer Bamidbar goes on to the Averis of Pasha Shlach, and Pasha Kairach, and Pasha Chukas. Different chatoim that took place. The aside is not knowing boundaries. And our Avodah is within our bounds to be the best that we could be. And so, despite the fact that the Ezahara tries to derail this wonderful Chavrusa shop we have here by making it difficult, Baruch Hashem, we've got the shir in. I hope it's Litzayelas, both messages. The message of Abbas and Mitzvahs, why you have Shaychas to Mitzvahs all the time, and the message of within your bounds, within your boundaries, push it a little, but don't go to a place where you don't belong. A wonderful Shabbos to one and all.